I'm James Monroe. Are you an innie or an outie? You could be surprised. Carol Cameron is the director of Creative Performance Solutions and the author of Splash, an introvert's guide to being seen, heard, and remembered. Carol, let's first define introverts and extroverts.
Let's take extroverts, for example. Extroverts prefer to direct their energy outwardly, and they get energy from things outside themselves, like people and events and sights and sounds and activities and conversations. In contrast to that, introverts prefer to direct their energy inward. And so they're energized by inward things like reflection, inner thoughts and ideas, and having quiet moments.
Now, extroverts could go overlooked by management, but your contention is they bring a lot to the table. Why is that?
It's because their best stuff is all on the inside. And so some of those great skills and contributions are things like introverts, generally speaking, have great listening skills. They have a calm and thoughtful nature, which can bring reason to a chaotic situation. And also because they don't need to have the spotlight on them all the time or ever, they have a comfort level with empowering others and letting others shine, which is a great leadership competency.
So how do you succeed in the office despite the, I guess, handicap of introversion?
Introversion is an orientation. It's not a disability, but you're right, it certainly can get in the way of getting where you want to go, just like any other overused preference, like let's say an extrovert in a sales capacity. You know, with lots of salespeople, you know, they talk their way into a sale and then they talk themselves out of it. Overuse of a preference can get us into trouble and can get in our way.
That's self-described introvert Carol Cameron and the author of Splash, an introvert's guide to being seen, heard, and remembered. I'm James Monroe. Weekend Business continues at 26 and 56. This is 680 News.